I'm talking with Donna, a former smoker. When did you start smoking cigarettes, Donna?
I started when I was about 16 or 17 years old. It was kind of a cool thing to do. A lot of my friends would get together after school in a public park and sit around and talk and smoke and eat candy.
Did your parents know about it?
Oh, no. They would have been so mad if they'd known.
How much did you, smoke? Or how many?
At first, just 5 or 6 cigarettes a day. But then soon after that, I went up to about a pack a day.
Hmm.
And, I continued to smoke for another, 13 years. In high school, I, traveled. I lived in South America as an exchange student, and it was very common for people to smoke there.
Uh-huh. More so than in the United States?
Yeah. People would smoke inside movie theaters, at school, and then later I was teaching in Mexico, and I would smoke while I was teaching.
Interesting.
Yeah, and students would smoke. You know, we'd pass cigarettes around the classroom.
Huh.
And people smoked in supermarkets, in taxi cabs, in public buses.
Hmm. So at what point did you think about quitting?
I think I started considering it really quite soon, after I probably became fully addicted a year or two after I started. Maybe a year or two after that, I started having problems with coughing, and when I was in Mexico, I started getting bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I got over it, I'd get it again.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had chronic bronchitis.
Uh-huh.
And, I started trying to quit then, but I just couldn't.
Now, when you tried to quit, did you try any particular method, or...?
Initially, I just went cold turkey. I just decided not to buy any more. And that didn't work. So then I tried the candy method.
The candy method?
Oh, I ate candy every time I wanted a cigarette. And that didn't work.
Did you gain weight?
Oh, I never went long enough. I always started smoking again within 2 days, maybe, and it was really painful when I stopped smoking. I wouldn't sleep at night.
You mean when you were trying to quit?
I experienced withdrawal. Later, when I was pregnant, I cut back, so I was hardly smoking at all. But that was really, really painful. I remember the first thing I did in the hospital after my son was born was go out in the hall and have a cigarette.